This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is I, your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we're here to talk about all sorts of fun things. I just decided right now that I'm going to begin saying, due to COVID, and then insert anything else after that, right?
It's just autocorrect.
Yeah, if you don't want to do something, due to COVID, I'm no longer going to pay taxes. Or due to COVID, I no longer accept your authority. Or due to COVID... Right.
Well, as far as
due to COVID, politeness no longer available.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, I paid taxes twice this year because they took a third of my income with the lockdown, and they still wanted more. So
more for them.
It's like you already had your cut. Go away.
Yeah. And, of course, nobody's getting a discount due to COVID. Right? Due to COVID, nobody gets a discount. Right? If you, all the businesses that haven't had anybody at their property, at the buildings, right? Because everybody's got to work from home due to COVID. Still got to pay tax on that land that they own.
Funny how the lockdowns mean you can't earn rent, but they don't mean you don't have to pay rent.
Yeah. Due to COVID and everybody, all the kids having to be homeschooled over Zoom or whatever, right? You don't get a discount on your taxes that go to the
school. I'm okay with that. That's still an improvement. Because before we were having to pay property tax and the state had all the kids, and now we only have to pay property tax. I'll take it. It could be improved on more.
Okay.
But I'll take it.
I'll take a bit of a gain. A gain is a gain. It's to be accepted. But.
I was talking to a teacher, and it was the most absurd thing where she's like, well, we can't actually do class from home because the taxpayers want to see our cars at the school.
Oh, wow.
So it's...
Nobody is driving through looking at your cars and trying to figure out which one is the teacher. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's important that you put the people who could actually, like, suffer from this disease together in one place while making sure the people who can't suffer from this are at home.
Due to COVID, I'm certainly not getting a discount on my car insurance, even though I'm driving.
Oh, I did.
One quarter of the amount, that I did before.
I did.
You got a discount on your car insurance?
Yeah.
Do you pay by the mile or something?
No, it's by the month. Well, it's they think it's by the 6 months, but it's by the month.
Okay.
Well, from what I've seen,
well, good. That's awesome.
From what I've seen, if an auto accident occurs, it was due to COVID.
So does that mean your rates don't go up? Because it was not at fault then, you would think.
I'm sorry, does your insurance cover COVID-related anything?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, due to COVID, your insurance doesn't cover that anymore. That's probably what's going to happen. All the insurance companies are going to have these due to COVID caveats.
They can't do that here because car insurance isn't mandatory. We'll just stop paying for it.
Yeah, that's true. They could still do it, though.
They go out of business because we stopped paying them.
Well, they'd go out of business in this state.
Yeah.
But they've got a pretty good strong-arm racketeering bit going on in, well, every other state. Is New Hampshire the only state?
Yes.
With not mandatory, yes. No mandatory insurance?
Sounds like a good reason to be in New Hampshire.
Yeah. When I first got car insurance after moving here, I called up a company that I previously had car insurance with, and they were like, oh, so you just want this, that, and I'm like, yeah, this is what I want, this is, what I don't want, and that kind of thing. And it ended up being the same exact price. And I'm like, so I'm in a state that, doesn't require auto insurance, and I drive a used car, so really all I want is liability, right? If I get into an accident with somebody, I want to make sure that I'm covered in case it's my fault, or if I injure somebody, right? And they're like, oh, no, we just calculated what you had back in Washington State. And
no,
just gave
that's
you
not
I'm
how
like,
this works.
You realize I've moved almost 3,000 miles away, and now, and they're like, well, we're blah, blah, blah. They're a nationwide company and all that kind of stuff. So they fixed it, but still, it was like, really? Come on, guys.
Yeah. Mine went from 70 a month to 20 before I got the commercial insurance to 20 a month. And now it's commercial insurance, so it's a whole different thing. But
yeah,
it was significantly just for not being where I was.
That was one of the nice things about getting insured for commercial driving out here.
Mm-hmm.
So I got insured for commercial driving when I was in Colorado, and it was just arm and a leg.
Yeah.
But the fact that no one has to buy insurance here means you actually pay the price that insurance is worth.
Right, yeah.
Turns out...
Because there's no state involved.
Less without state involvement.
Because you're paying for insurance and not protection fees now.
Yeah. You're not getting strong-armed, you know.
Huh, things are cheaper when I don't have to give a mafia a cut.
Go figure. I did bring in for show prep today this from the AIER. 15 signs that you're in an abusive relationship with the government. I've angered the...
Only 15?
Yeah, I've angered the internet with a meme. This is not any time recently, probably 3-4 months ago, but it's a meme where it's like just the shoulder of a man and he's got a fist and there's like the cowering woman in the corner as if she had just been punched by the brutal man, you know, like abusive relationship type thing. And it basically said, if you won't put up with abuse from, you know, your spouse in your relationship or that kind of a thing, why do you put up with it when it comes from government? It's no different. Right, and like people,
they
like
they had a shiny badge,
and people on my social media just sort of, you know, like, oh my gosh, I was in an abusive relationship, blah 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 blah, and you don't understand. I'm like, well, you're in one now, you don't understand.
Well, and there is a difference because
number one, congratulations on leaving an abusive relationship.
Right.
Number two, I suggest we all leave this abusive relationship.
Yeah, so if you're in the West, at least you can just, if you're in a personal domestic abusive relationship over 18, you can just, you know, leave. That's not really the case with the U.S. Even if you leave the U.S., they'll come bomb you and stuff.
Right.
So.
No, that's true. But at least you would think, I would think, that if you are an individual, male, female, doesn't matter, that you've been in an abusive relationship and you've recognized that you were in an abusive relationship and you've gotten out of it, that the first thing you would do is think to yourself, okay, how did I get into that? And let me jot down, you know, the warning signs, if you will, about how I got into that. So, like, I can be able to identify an abusive relationship in the future, right?
That would be the logical thing to do.
That would be the logical thing to do.
I don't know if it's the human thing to do.
Okay. Let's just say you did that. Now, if you did that, and then you took that same list and applied it to how government treats you, and you found out... that it's the same thing.
One of the nice things about this culture in particular is that you are not usually born into a marriage, except with the United States. So the abusive relationship that I have with the United States government exists, according to them, because I was born here.
The lottery of birth, right.
I mean, there still are abusive relationships that you are born into. They're just not romantic relationships.
Yeah.
In fact, most people are.
Yeah, like a child can be born into an abusive household, right? But mom and dad are, you know, physically abusive, mentally abusive, whatever it is, right?
Which is exactly why they deserve more protection than anyone else.
Indeed. We agree. So, you know, to anybody who gets their panties in a bunch about, you know, me equating the government abuse to spousal abuse, I say you haven't looked into the situation closely enough. That's really what I'm trying to get at here. Because they are the same. The signs are the same. It's just a matter of whether or not you recognize them. Now, is close-in physical abuse from a spouse worse than, you know, state abuse of an individual? I don't know.
It depends.
No, because one is voluntary. I mean, limiting this to in the West if you're over 18,
yeah.
One is kind of voluntary and one is not.
Right, you're saying
two things. Number one, you got to pick that spouse. Number two, you didn't have to pick any spouse at all.
Right, and so you guys are alluding to the fact that if it's a romantic relationship, you do have the ability to leave.
And you didn't have to go there in the first place, whereas you're born under an occupation of whatever government there is.
Right.
And you can't leave, and the bigger ones will come chase you. The smaller ones, all you can do is flee to a bigger one or another smaller one.
Right, right.
You can't opt to. You can
where's
opt
the
to
battered
not be in a marriage. You can't.
Where's
opt to
the battered
not be
women's
state.
Shelters for the United States?
Where's the battered voters' shelter for the United States? 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about the signs you're in an abusive relationship with government on Free Talk Live coming up.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join in the conversation, we'll get to your calls and your thoughts in a moment. In the studio tonight, it's...
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I am your host for the evening, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. I know I've got too many titles, but, you know, deal with it. Before we go on, I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. Going to your calls and thoughts, we have the Domster calling in. Domster, what's on your mind?
Hey, Captain. Thanks for having me. I made a rookie mistake with Bitcoin, and I wondered your thoughts on how I could potentially correct it.
What'd you do?
So, I was switching between one wallet and another wallet just to see what it was like, and I accidentally sent all my Bitcoin cash to my Bitcoin wallet address.
Ooh.
And I wondered if you knew of the best way to correct that, hopefully get my money back.
That sounds like you're in a bit of a pickle. I, unfortunately, have zero experience having done that. Do either of you?
I didn't know that you could do that, actually. I thought that if you tried to send Bitcoin cash to a Bitcoin wallet, it just wouldn't work.
Some wallets have protections for that, but there's nothing in the blockchain preventing that. I don't think that's recoverable.
Ouch.
Yeah, I unfortunately...
What wallet are you using?
That's a good question.
I was switching between the Bitcoin.com wallet and Edge wallet, because I hear you guys talk about it all the time. I did a little bit of research, and I do have some information on this, but I can tell you what I found.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically, there's two types of Bitcoin wallets. There's Segwit and non-Segwit.
Right.
It just so happened I sent it to a Segwit address, which makes things more complicated. I read that you have to get in contact with certain miners to mine it back for you, but even then, that's, chances are you're out of luck.
Yeah, you'd have to do a 51% attack to do it. What you're describing, I don't know that that's ever worked out for anybody.
So what I would check, if you haven't already, is in Edge Wallet, you probably have a Bitcoin section, but have you tried adding a Bitcoin Cash section? Because they might have already put it in the right area.
I have, within Edge Wallet, I have a Bitcoin, a regular Bitcoin wallet, and a Bitcoin Cash wallet.
Okay.
And I did check, and the addresses are different, unfortunately.
Right, right.
So,
do you, I'm sorry, Domster, from the Bitcoin.com wallet that you have, do you have the private keys?
I do, yes.
Okay. So, we probably shouldn't go into it here on the air, but you might try importing or sweeping, as it's called, those private keys into your Bitcoin, you know, section of your Edge wallet and see what happens. I can't tell you what happens or what's supposed to happen when you try to send, you know, Bitcoin to a Bitcoin Cash wallet or Bitcoin Cash to a Bitcoin address. I don't know what's supposed to happen on the back end, but if it stalled out for some reason and you still have the keys, it might be worth a shot for you to try and sweep those just into your Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, I don't know how the Bitcoin.com wallet works, but what should have happened is that it's actually still there. Like, what should have happened is that it didn't get the... It should have noticed that it wasn't a valid transfer, so it should actually still be in that wallet, even if it hasn't
figured
them out
yet. BTC and BCH addresses are the same format, though, so there's no way for the there's no way for it to know that unless the wallet has a safety feature in there to block it.
So, Donster, just to confirm, in your the wallet that you were moving from, when you open it up, it shows that your Bitcoin is gone?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. You might reach out to the support teams on both wallets. I know that at least Edge support has been great for me. They've been responsive. I think they get back to you within 24 hours. You want to, you know, lay out the details of what happened, give them, hey, here's the from address, here's the to address. You know, is there anything I can do? What do you guys recommend? Sadly, I've not been in this predicament, so I don't know if it's recoverable or not.
Either way, I've learned my lesson, and hopefully other people can not make the mistake that I made. So,
indeed. I hope you didn't lose your life savings, bro.
Not my life savings. Thankfully not.
All right. Anything else on your mind today?
Captain.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks, man.
You as well.
Yeah.
When spending your money, make sure you don't just throw it in the air.
Right. Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch.
It's kind of like... I don't even have a good analogy. I was trying to think of something that might be good with that, like, you know, Canadian quarters versus American quarters, and trying to put them into a vending machine, and they just get stuck, and you never get your soda out, or whatever you're trying to buy, your gumball.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I don't go into the convenience store, get the thing, and then just throw the money for the thing on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, I've almost made this mistake. We were at, early on, one of our meetups that we do here on the Sundays, but we were at the burger place, and I was going to pay for my meal, and Ian, you know, the host here, he was standing behind me, and he noticed that I was about to pay to a Bitcoin Cash address with my BTC wallet, or vice versa, I'm not sure which one, but, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, hey, thanks, man, and I was able to switch out, so he kind of saved my bacon on that one, and by bacon, I mean, you know, the price of a burger, so, you know, I, you know, almost got in that situation, but it didn't really happen. So
yeah, and
you shouldn't pork your beef like that.
A good thing to do is, unless something really weird is going on, to type in the keys instead of sending the money to a new wallet.
Yeah, if you're transferring from one wallet to another, sweeping the keys is the way to do it. I haven't done that myself yet. I have had to do something similar when I was moving from one hardware, you know, cold storage device to another, but not with all of my things, right? So the ones that had the high network fee, so BTC specifically, that particular day when I was performing this operation had the high network fee, so I had to do a key sweep. But everything else, the network fees were low enough that, you know, I only missed a few pennies by doing the actual, you know, blockchain transfer, making it a transaction officially.
Yeah, it is one of those things where, like, if you have a Canadian bank account and you're trying to move it into a Swiss, you've got to get your ducks in a row.
A Canadian bank account? Is that like 1, 2, 3 pieces of Canadian bacon? 603-283-6160. We'll talk about the signs you're in an abusive relationship with the government. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nancy Pelosi was re-elected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the State of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 117th Congress.
Pelosi received 216 votes to 209 for Kevin McCarthy. Two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, voted for someone else, giving one vote each to Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Hakeem Jeffries of New York. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing an effort by fellow Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who intends on objecting to the count of the Electoral College votes on Wednesday and instead proposed the creation of a commission to investigate irregularities in the presidential election. In a statement released Sunday, Graham said the effort has zero chance of becoming reality and would not go far enough to help President Trump. This is USA Radio News. Multiple people have died in a car crash in California. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing nine people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say, eight occupants in Saturday's crash, seven of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The crash remains under investigation. It's still unknown whether drugs or alcohol factored into the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Tuning in, everybody. Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Without government, who would bully the bullies when you're being bullied by bullies?
No way, because you could just walk away if you wanted.
Very good. Our telephone, we no longer have the toll-free. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join in the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's the Captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we're going to begin talking about this article from AIER, that is the American Institute for Economic Research. This particular article is co-authored by Lucio Eastman and Micah Gartz, published December 31st of 2020. Fully 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February, with only 8% of resolutions being kept year-long. After the holidays, many people endeavor to eat healthier, exercise more, etc., and so on. It's as simple as committing to floss or exercise daily. That is until you run out of floss and forget to buy more, or are too sore from exercise to exercise the next day.
Exercising daily isn't really a good plan anyway. It should be 3 times a week or 4 times a week, depending on stuff.
That is true.
Depends on how much exercise you do.
But the point is, it's easy to fall out of new habits and fail at, you know, these resolutions.
Well, yeah, if you go from, like, trying to go from 1 to 10 all at once, like, I don't exercise at all, now I'm going to do it every day. Like,
sadly, that's what most people do with their New Year's resolutions.
Right, that's why they fail, is you go from 0 minutes to 1 full hour every single day. No, no.
Your body's going to object to that, first of all.
Yep. So here's a resolution worth keeping. Stop allowing abusive relationships to continue. Seems like a good idea to me.
Are you saying we shouldn't be in abusive relationships?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you are in one, you should not allow it to continue.
You're obviously against relationships.
Obviously. No, I'm against abuse. If you have ever lived through an emotionally abusive relationship, you already know the signs. However, if you're unaware, it can be hard to accept or realize that you're already in one. I'm in one right now. You're in one right now. Yes, you're in one right now. We are all in an abusive relationship together.
I object to the classification of that as a relationship.
I'd just like to point out that we're all in it together.
Yes, thank you, Peekless. This says, as the infographic below describes, it's kind of laid out like
infographic. It is.
It's kind of laid out like a zodiac circle. So
it's the sort of thing you would expect in a pamphlet.
Abusive relationships can arise anywhere with partners, friends, families, workplaces, or governments. Emphasis added. Here are
when the government does it, it's not abuse.
It's like all these people who are totally bad with money, and the government's like, "How come you're so bad with money? I learned it from watching you." How come you're a bully? I learned it from watching you. So anyway, here are the warning signs of an abusive relationship, along with current examples of how governments are offenders, most of which you'll likely recognize. You may, I feel like Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck if, right? You may be in an abusive relationship if, one, they make you stop seeing your friends and family. We're all in this together, apart. Stay home, stay safe. That's what we're told. At first, it was temporary. Staying apart would slow the spread, flatten the curve, preserve hospital capacity, and the energy of our exhausted healthcare workers. And we followed along, believing that staying apart would keep us together. But to date, many bars, restaurants, and cafes are still closed or have capacity limits. Some have closed permanently. That is to say, they're out of business. I'm ad-libbing here because they are out of business. They estimate something along the lines of 50% of all small businesses will be closed permanently as a result of the government's abuse, which they claim is because of the COVID-19.
Are you suggesting that businesses require customers to give them money?
Yeah.
The U.S. doesn't realize that because they don't have customers and they just have all this money. So right. It doesn't occur to them that businesses need customers.
Bingo.
Why don't you just tax them? Duh.
Border closures and travel restrictions prevent people from congregating with family for holidays or taking vacations. We've witnessed this recently as the holidays have just passed. Even neighborly gatherings are subject to curfews or bans. Then there's the tragedy of loved ones dying alone in hospitals or long-term care facilities due to restrictions. So, in other words, husbands and wives can't go visit each other. Families can't visit their loved ones. All sorts of fun things leading to more people dying, not of COVID-19, but of sheer depression and lacking the will to go on because they can no longer interact with their chosen carbon-based life forms.
Having the will to go on is not essential.
And just as a point of, clarification here, I'd like to express to governments everywhere that a business is deemed essential by the customers who frequent the establishment. That's the only source of legitimacy that a business needs to be called essential. Now, if you are a business person...
Well, who put them on the committee?
Now, if you are a business person and you make a crappy product, or you provide a crappy service, or a service that nobody wants or needs, that's on you, right? You're going to be out of business regardless. But if you're a business person and you put out a service or a product that people want and need, they're going to let you know by frequenting your establishment or buying your product. That's how you know your business is essential.
Yeah, one of the arguments that I've heard is, well, I'm in, some sort of an entertainment. And, okay, well, that's not essential.
You are? You're here?
Well, what I'm saying is I've had friends and family who are in some form of entertainment, and they're like, well,
this isn't
essential. And
yeah.
Okay, well, it's not essential today. It's not essential tomorrow. But, my God, if you never do anything to amuse yourself, you will die.
I've got dozens of friends, if not hundreds of acquaintances, that are all musicians out west in the Seattle area. Some of them have moved, you know, out of the west and live in different places. But none of them have been able to play a gig since March of this year. None. Even the bands that are doing it professionally, who tour all of the time because, well, you know, they didn't have a number one hit on the radio, right? But they still make their money by touring all the time and selling their T-shirts and CDs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They haven't been able to go out. These musicians are turning to these bastardized concert things. A couple of them have tried the drive-in concert. Those seem to have failed miserably because, well, I don't hear about them anymore. They were tried, you know, a few months ago. I got to go see a stand-up comedian do one of these things, and it was, meh, you know, wasn't the same. And so they're also turning to now these online live streams. They're selling tickets for the privilege of watching themselves jam in their own rehearsal space, because they have no other choice.
Well, and the argument is, well, you can live without going to a concert. For how long? I mean, we have holidays for a reason. They shouldn't be every day, but they should happen every year.
I would object. Well, I wouldn't object. I would say that music, specifically, is more important to people's mental health than any government entity has ever thought of. Particularly live music, where you get to interact with hundreds, maybe thousands of other carbon-based life forms like yourself and enjoy, you know, the artistry of what they bring to the table and have a good time with, you know, other human beings that are enjoying the same thing as you.
Well, and to me, the more important thing is, okay, we all are not going to be surgeons. It's just not going to pan out that way.
Right.
We have to produce income somehow.
Right.
So,
well, and okay, surgery is not something you need every day either, but it's something you really need when you need it.
Yep. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. Have you been deemed not essential by the government?
Or have your clients?
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
That was my attempt at doing the call in line phone number for the hearing impaired. Oh, wait, no, I'd have to do this. 603-283-6160 is our call in line if you'd like to join the conversation here at Free Talk Live.
It was an attempt.
I didn't say it'd be successful. And you can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. Take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever we're talking about, what we've talked about in the past, or whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We have been talking, although we've segued a little bit here and there, about this article.
No. Never.
Be careful, we might segue now.
Having a conversation?
Spontaneous segue, take number 7,842.
Do you have a permit for that?
Pardon me, sir. You were wandering all over the avenue of consideration. Do you have a degree? Take it out of the frame, please. All right. This article from AIER, 15 signs you're in an abusive relationship with the government. Sign number one, you're in an abusive relationship if they stop you from seeing friends and family. Well, the government's kind of done that in many places around the United States.
They tried here. They haven't stopped me.
Isn't that the number one warning of you might be in a cult?
That too, yes. Yes.
Like, step one, separate them from their support
network. From their family, yep, absolutely. So, we've covered that one. Number two, they won't let you go out without permission. Your papers, please. We've seen this with some of the lockdowns, right? I don't think it was in the U.S., but it was Spain, maybe? No.
I took the most walks in my life in March. Because it was illegal.
Nice.
It actually said you're allowed to go out for fresh air or exercise, but I was going out to be petty, which was not covered by the exceptions.
Yeah, there were areas where you literally had to text the authorities your intention for leaving the house.
Yeah, well, don't live anymore in California. Just that's the only thing.
When are you leaving? Why are you leaving?
Yeah.
When will you be back?
The government has provided lists of what they consider essential for maintaining critical infrastructure operations. Are you an essential worker? While it may seem that your movements are not restricted in most places within the U.S., there are many other countries where going out means possible abuse by police and authorities for arbitrary violations or fines for breaking lockdown orders. In France, citizens need papers to validate their reason for being out. In one of the toughest lockdowns seen in Australia this past year, 3,000 tenants were forcibly kept from leaving their apartments.
Excuse me, do you have a hall pass?
Yeah, that's exactly what this sounds like. This separated them from the separated partners and children from parents. These continued breaches of public trust will undoubtedly spread as reports of human rights abuses pour in. The AIER does link to that report. So, yeah, you know, oh, you can't do anything without our permission. You can't go to your Thanksgiving. Can't go to your Christmas. You know, we recommend that you only, you know, go out with people that are from your household and nowhere else. All these things that these governments were doing.
I mean, who saw them literally regulate how you use the bathroom during Thanksgiving?
Right.
That was New York. Don't live in New York.
That was California, actually.
Okay, well, New York did it, too. Don't live in New York or California, okay? We've been knowing this for a very long time.
New York, whatever. What happens in New York and California generally spreads.
So we should do, like, a reverse succession and just kick them out.
What do you call that?
I don't know. Hmm. It's not really a thing. Countries don't usually, like push out land.
Right, yeah.
I've got it. 48 of us will secede at once.
That's fine.
And there just won't be a California or a New York in that list.
They can join Canada. Somebody said that earlier.
Will we succeed at seceding?
No.
Succession?
We won't.
Succeed at a successful secession. Ooh.
They'd nuke us first.
All right, so
she succeeds at successions on the seceding seashore?
With seashells, no less. So number one, stop you from seeing friends and family. Number two, they won't let you go out without permission. Mommy, Daddy, can I go out and, you know, work? Can I have a job? Can I go out and see people?
You can go out, but you can't work.
Number three, tell you what to wear. You can only go out if you're wearing approved clothing. In March, Dr. Fauci, that's Fauci for the rest of you, Dr. Fauci told 60 Minutes that people should not be wearing masks. The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
And he admitted later that was a lie and not a mistake.
Have you heard about the new Dr. Fauci lie admission? So he's been creeping up the how much it takes for herd immunity to happen.
Yeah.
60, yeah. 70, 80. Well,
do I hear 90?
I knew in the beginning that it was 90%, but I mean, it's all estimates, so I was never really telling you anything
else.
We
already have numbers on that, and I wish that they would have named it something else, but we already have numbers on that.
Well, we can't give people the idea that they could, like, have immune systems on their own without our permission.
Immune system? What's that? Dr. Fauci also acknowledges that they are more symbolic, noting, when you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. It might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think it is.
It might make you touch your face a lot more.
Oh, it certainly does.
He actually did mention exactly that during that interview.
Most states have now mandated masks, which are now a cultural icon, signaling individual social responsibility and good citizenship. And if you want to be extra safe or extra socially conscious, follow Fauci's lead and wear two.
If that's true, if any part of that is true, then you now have a First Amendment argument against wearing masks.
Right.
Because they can't, not only can they not suppress your speech, they cannot demand speech.
Clearly they can.
Yeah, well, if only they respected any of the amendments.
That's not actually part of the amendment. That's Supreme Court case law for the...
Yeah.
I mean, it's something you wouldn't do anyway, but it's...
Well, fortunately, they closed all the courts anyway.
Right. My point is that the government rarely acknowledges laws and applies them to themselves.
Following your own rules is for the little people.
Yeah, rules for thee, not for me. Rules for thee, not for me. If you want to be extra, extra, extra safe, goggles might also be a good idea in addition to the two masks.
Yeah, that's a good question. Where are your goggles? Are you not taking this seriously?
All right, so, you know, from the females that I know that who, you know, they do work in, you know, helping other people who've been abused, these are all true for abusive relationships. They prevent you from seeing friends and family or cut you off in some way. They won't let you go out without permission from them, and they tell you what to wear, right? So some of these people say, well, he only wants me to wear, you know, this type of clothing or whatever, right? You know, that type of thing. So far, these are all true for both, you know, a romantic abusive relationship and a government abusive relationship. Number four, this might hit home for some of you. Monitor your phone or emails.
Yeah.
Only the FBI monitors my phone and emails.
I'm pretty sure that Clapper told us very specifically that they're not doing that for any U.S. citizen.
The Clapper? Like, clap on, clap off.
Oh. That clap is much easier to get rid of.
Different clap. In an effort to promote public health and stay ahead of government regulations, tech companies Apple and Google have begun including COVID notification systems in mobile devices operating system updates. Voluntary downloads of contact tracing apps, such as the French government's two anti-COVID app, have been encouraged by states. Others have been more forceful in active monitoring. For instance, Taiwanese resident Milo Say woke up to two police officers knocking on his door after his phone's battery ran out for 15 minutes. The dead battery triggered an automatic notification of potential quarantine breach, prompting authorities to send warning text messages and missed calls before conducting an in-person check.
You haven't returned my texts. Are you cheating on me?
You haven't returned my calls? You haven't? Yeah, I know. You're with her, aren't you?
It's been 10 minutes.
Monitoring your phone or emails. And you know, all your cell phones are spying on you. So if you didn't know that, you know now. Edward Snowden told you about it, but you didn't listen. Maybe you did. Hopefully you did.
So everybody go yell at your FBI agent for your phone as soon as we go to break.
Indeed. 603-283-6160 is our phone number. If you would like to join us, more Free Talk Live is coming up.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.